Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesotans can now purchase adult-use cannabis at 13 medical dispensaries in the state. Eric Taubel from the Office of Cannabis Management says the medical providers moved from the Department of Health to the OCM.
And as we've been building what will become sort of the adult-use and medical market, we've reached a point where we're ready to transition them. And as part of that transition, they go from just selling to medical patients to having their doors open to adult-use customers as well.
Green Goods has dispensaries in the Twin Cities, Duluth, Moorhead, and Rochester. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar recognized the heroic efforts of first responders in both the political attacks and the Annunciation School shooting here in Minnesota. During a committee hearing on the FBI, Klobuchar said lawmakers need to find a solution to the violence.
My focus on behalf of these parents was just to figure out how we can do anything to stop this from happening again. So expanded background checks, ghost gun bans, every shooting is different. Raising the minimum age to purchase an assault weapon, even if we're not going to ban them, I favor banning them. But that's one idea that's out there.
Klobuchar also said they need to look at social media and how that could be contributing to the violence. Governor Walz has issued an executive order directing state agencies to increase their efforts to prevent, detect, and combat fraud across Minnesota government programs. The order includes new data sharing laws passed in the last legislative session. It also includes strengthening oversight to the Department of Human Services and Medicaid providers and claims. The order takes effect 15 days after it's filed with the Secretary of State. This is MNN. And fall colors continue to pop across the state. DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman.
There are tons of family-friendly activities in Minnesota's outdoors. So pack up the kids and invite the grandparents. From leaf-peeping drives to fishing outings to naturalist programs, there are plenty of ways for families to make seasonal memories together.
To follow this year's leaf color progression, head online to the DNR's website and click on the Fall Color Finder. In other headlines, deer license sales in Minnesota have decreased between 9 and 12% over the last 15 years. DNR Big Game Coordinator Paul Burr says there's one big reason why sales are decreasing.
Hunters are aging out. And that's just a term we use to say, as hunters get older and kind of retire from the sport, there's nobody coming behind them. There's no recruitment from the younger generations.
Burr says the drop in license sales means the DNR has lost between $1.5 and $2.5 million for conservation efforts. A fire at a Mankato fraternity house Monday morning has been ruled arson, and one man is now facing charges. Authorities say 32-year-old Mitchell Thompson was caught on surveillance video setting fire to bedsheets on the porch of the Phi Kappa Psi house near the Minnesota State University Mankato campus. All eight residents escaped safely. Damage is estimated at $50,000. Thompson, who lives in a nearby group home, is being held on a $500,000 bail. And the Twins and Yankees play the series finale tonight at Target Field. Taj Bradley is the starting pitcher for the Twins tonight against Lewis Heel of the Yankees. This is MNN.